Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Yes, concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. And just a survey, would you like to help us out tonight with one?
Sure. I'm disabled, retired, whatever.
That's fine.
I don't know if that makes any difference.
No. Am I speaking with Thomas Towers?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. To start, how many years have you worked in the missionary industry?
32 years.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Was it tile setter, plasterer?
Marble setter.
Marbles? Okay.
Marble mechanic, I think it might be listed as.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, apprentice?
Foreman.
Foreman, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Okay.
No.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I've been retired for 3 years now.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And yes,
see, I don't know if this really concerns me because I am retired. You know, that question doesn't even concern me.
Actually, it doesn't give me the option if you are retired or not. So it's still, I mean, if you worked in the past, then you're still, you know, your opinion matters.
Right.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'm actually in South Carolina, so there's very little union down here. So there's almost no union work in South Carolina.
Okay. And do you get the same sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as last year?
Word of mouth, there's fewer.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Again, that question doesn't concern me because I don't live in a union community right now.
Okay. All right. No problem.
It's a hard question to answer, but, you know.
Yes, I understand. And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, I have not.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment now?
Depends on who the next president is, I guess.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Probably the same.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health of or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else? Maybe fall risk, falling objects, careless people on the job, use unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns or other?
Again, it's been a while since I've been on the job, so.
Okay, no worry. And yes, would you, we can skip that one if you like. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm not working, so it's hard to, you know, do a survey about work when I'm not working.
Okay. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No? Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in an activity the past 12 months, like political canvassing?
No.
No? Okay. Union organizing?
No.
Okay. see, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Okay. Okay, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Now, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get the news from, like Cable News.
From 1 5.
To, okay. Local TV news programming.
5.
Print or online newspaper?
3.
Okay. Radio?
5.
The internet or social media?
3.
Okay. Let's see. And friends and neighbors?
4.
Thank you. We're almost done, I promise. Which cable network?
That's all right.
Which cable network is your preferred news source? CNN, Fox News. Okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for the labor unions, education, immigration, healthcare, the environment, jobs, the economy, region policy, or something else?
Economy.
1 moment. Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I have not.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so much, not so important, or not important at all if the federal elected officials support it?
Very, very important.
Very important, okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democratic Party, Republican Party, both, neither?
I'd rather not answer that one.
Okay. Let's see. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
That's a really tough question, too. it's almost a political question, and it has so much to do with the green, you know.
Okay.
The whole green thing, and that's why it's, you know, yeah, I support the auto workers in a certain amount because everybody's pushing green, and, you know, everything, they're going to lose work because of green.
Okay. Please indicate if you...
I don't know if that answers your question or not, but...
It did. Thank you so much. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove? So I'm going to ask you the phrases that's providing me, and you can say approve strongly or approve somewhat or disapprove somewhat or disapprove strongly. His job as president overall.
I disapprove.
Okay. Now, that is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Healthcare.
Just not up on that enough to answer that question.
Okay. Immigration.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. The economy.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. For region
affairs. You get where I'm. Sorry?
For region affairs.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Support for labor unions.
Disapprove.
Okay.
I won't say strongly because I'm not, again, I don't know enough.
Okay. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you think you will not vote?
Certain.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Between those two?
Yes.
Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
It is important that I hear this stuff, yes.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent? Good? Just fair or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
Finding more work for permanent union workers. Like I said, I'm unemployed, but my son is up. You know, I'm not unemployed. I'm retired, but my son is still in the business. So sometimes I feel for him because there's not as much work out there as there was when I was working.
Okay. Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your own words?
Finding work for members.
Funding?
Finding.
Finding, okay.
Making work available for union members.
One moment.
We got to be almost there now. You pretty much know everything about me.
Almost done. Just give me 1 second. Okay. There we go. Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, email, job site, union meetings, texts?
I get some texts, and there's also some information on social media.
Okay.
And I also get, I get some information through the mail, I guess.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? For 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Not too often. No, I'm going to say never.
Okay.
You know, like who they're going to tell you to vote for or some information like that?
Oh, anything that comes from the union when it comes to information or...
Yeah, not a whole lot. It's usually okay. Social media or text.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for aesthetical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or a Democrat or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as...
I'm not a registered anything.
Okay.
To answer your question.
Do you think of yourself as a closer to the do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or Democratic Party?
Right now, Republican.
Republican, okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Latino, Asian, Native, other?
I'm white.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Thomas.
Thank you so much, Thomas. Thank you, Thomas. It's been a pleasure, having you here and participating. Thank you so much.
I did see this on, it came somehow in an email or something. I tried to do it, but like I said, a lot of the questions did not pertain to me because of my current situation being retired. Yeah, so it's difficult to answer a lot of questions about current events and stuff like that, you know.
I understand, but, you know, most of the questions you did answer.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Have a great evening, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.